Hey everyone, this is Steven from memeandmeaning.com, and welcome to my podcast, where I try to inform you, I try to inform myself, and try to figure out what is needed and what needs to be done to live a fulfilling life, and to cultivate our most intentional way of being in this existence. And so today I must first apologize. The air conditioning turns on and off sometimes during the episode, so sorry for the audio. And then I haven't released an episode in a while, and I go a bit more into that in the episode. So hope you enjoy. Been a little while since I've recorded an episode, and I must say that's because I have doubt. It's because there's this idea that why even try at this thing, this whole thing of influencing people to live a meaningful life and to actually live their own life. Like, why do that? You can't do that. Everyone's fucking trying to do that. And the market's so saturated with people who want to do that. And I've had a lot of doubt about doing any of this. And the fact that I started this when I wasn't in school. Now I'm back in school. So college kind of sucks all, like, not all, but a lot of the creativity, a lot of the passion out of you. School's always been bullshit like that, I guess. But in any case, I've thought a lot about some things, done some journaling, read some books, and if I observe myself and my intentions with this whole endeavor, this whole podcast, everything really involved with meme and meaning, if I'm having doubts about doing this and about not succeeding with this and, you know, whatever that means, and if I'm having doubts about if this is the right thing to do, that shows that I'm not doing this for you. And I'm not doing this for the world. I'm doing it for my own egotistical desires. For my wishes about how I can be viewed and how I can be seen by others. And that's total bullshit. It's, you know, that's doing something that I wouldn't advocate. Now, I think that's probably in all of us, is this yearning to be recognized and seen as valuable by people. And in this day and age, we can be seen that way by hundreds of thousands of millions of people. And that's so stimulating for an ego. Just a lot of petting for the ego. And if I'm having doubts about this, then what am I really doing it for? Because if I was doing it for the actual people listening on the other side of this, I would do it no matter how many listen. I would do it no matter if anybody listened. I would do it because I'm trying to put something positive out into the world. And first of all, if that's not the case, if it's for the ego, if it's for boasting myself up, it's just going to fail anyways. Right? Like, no matter what we want to do, if we're trying to live a fulfilling life, a life where we can look back and be proud of, then we have to do everything with the utmost congruence. And by congruence, I mean in the way that Carl Rogers proposed it, something like being authentic and being in alignment moment to moment to moment. And that's a really powerful idea. That's, I think, the key, and I put that in quotes, the key to success. And by success, I mean fulfillment, right? Congruence, it's hard. It's hard as fuck. And I see that in myself just being out in the world. I get a bunch of anxiety. I get really tense. And to some extent, that's always been there. Perhaps maybe recently it's been more heightened. But I think a lot of us feel that. A lot of us don't want to be noticed by other people. And what does that say about our relationship to ourselves? What does that say about how much you care for yourself? And if you're trying, if we're trying to live the best life we can, whatever the hell that means, that's a big, it's one big fucking act of caring for yourself. Like, you must really care about yourself if you want to go through absolute shit to be fulfilled in life. And perhaps maybe we overlook that, and I certainly overlook that. So I've thought about, why am I doing this? Should I be doing this? I think if I boil things down, this is still what I want to be doing, at least for right now. And fuck it, if no one's listening, if a few people are listening, if no one likes it, fine. You know, let me know. And I can, on one sense, I can adjust it so that's effective for people. But on the other hand, this is mine. And I don't mean that in the usually like possessive way. I mean it. This is an expression of my experience. Of of my relationship to the world and to myself. And the fact is that a lot of people are doing this right now. A lot of people are starting podcasts. A lot of people that aspire to do anything, making music, writing, everyone's doing it. Now, sure, 3% or 1% of them are going to be successful with it, you know, in terms of making a living, but fuck it, man. We need more people doing the shit they want to do. I don't care if the desired outcome comes to fruition. It's about, what is this doing for you right now? Like, if you're doing something and no one really cares or no one notices, and that's uprooting your creativity and your passion for doing so, I mean, you have to look at why you're doing what you're doing. I don't know if I said that in the best way possible, but in any case, do it for yourself. Do it because you know a couple years from now or a couple years before now, this could be something that you would have used. And maybe someone at that stage in their life where you were a couple years ago or where you are a couple years from now can find that useful. So if that's making videos, if that's podcasting, if that's music, if that's writing, if that's painting, if that's drawing, if that's dancing, like, just do it. We're only here. How do I want to phrase this? It's quite the possibility that this is the only life we get. That is a... It's so hard to be certain about anything, especially this fucking realm, but... it may be the case that this is it. And whether you get recognized for your craft or not, do it. Do it because you love it. In fact, if you're provoked to do something because you want to be recognized for it, that should be an immediate alarm for... It should be an immediate alarm signaling you to reconsider what you're doing. Like, why are you trying to impress people? Why are you trying to get their attention, distract them? Or not distract them, but pull them out of their busy lives and say that you have something worth of value to share. Maybe you want to help the world. Maybe you found something that has been extremely beneficial to your life and you want to share it. And more power to you, but do something first and foremost because you love it. Because you really, really fucking love it. And center your whole life around those few things that bring you the most fulfillment. And this is something I've done a lot of thinking about recently in regards to my own life. It's like, what do I really want to dive deep into? Like, what do I... Well, I guess I should preface this. Like, we have the choice to either be a jack of all trades. We have the choice to be a jack of no trades, I guess. And then we have the choice to really specialize and become world class at something. And I think it's really good to have a well-rounded understanding and view of the world and all of its aspects. But I think we do have to narrow it down a few things that we really want to devote our time to. And for me, I found that that's going to be three things. That's going to be making spectacular music. It's going to be diving deep into spirituality and learning about consciousness. And then the final is going to be sharing and creating the best possible content I can to put out into the world. That leaves a positive impact and gives others a chance to be either begin this path or experience what I've experienced. You know, those three things for me are, if I could only do those three things, I could be more than satisfied. And if I could make a living doing all three of those things or a combination or whatever, that'd be so fulfilling. And so what is that for you. It took me quite a long time to figure all those out. And God fucking knows that those are probably going to change, but I'm pretty solid with these. And so what do you want to dive into? What do you want to become world class at? What do you want to develop expertise in? How do you want to impact the world? How do you want to leave it for your kids or everyone's kids? And we're all one big fucking family on this giant rock. And it concerns me how we cannot see that and how we see otherwise. It's like we're literally all in this together. And maybe I'm going on a tangent, but I feel like it's necessary to say that we're all in this together. Every single choice that you make and that I make and that someone on the other side of the world makes has a rippling impact, an exponential impact on the entire planet. And we're so disconnected from everything we do and everything we consume and everyone else. And that's I think that's at the root of many, or not, if not all, our issues, especially here in the West. It's, we're just so disconnected. But I digress. So what is that? Connecting those, what is the thing you are going to really understand and contribute to the world? And connecting this with something else I've been thinking about is, no matter what you are going to do, it'll be forgotten. Surely you will be forgotten. I will be forgotten. Likely everything you have devoted your life to will be forgotten. Think of how many people that has been the case for, and how many people that hasn't been the case for. Sure, there are characters that we all know of, particularly Jesus and the Buddha, Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan. Sure, Hitler will go down as one of those, Einstein maybe, but these people eventually will too be forgotten. The human race, you know, and at least in as far as we understand the world around us scientifically and all this, like, the human race will come to an end. Everything will come to an end. Everything rises and falls away. And thus, you will be forgotten. Your work will be forgotten. That's the case for all of us. And so this, again, is understanding, well, I guess it's a balancing act between how do you want to impact the world, either in the immediate future or the generations to come, how do you want to impact it, and what do you love so much? What do you love to do? If you can merge those, is there anything more than that? For this finite existence, is there anything more than that? More fulfilling. And so when we find these things, and it's a long fucking path to find those, and it's hard as hell, especially if you have some dysfunctional relationships or components of your character. And little hint, we all do. We don't get out of childhood I don't want to say unscarred, but unsinged. Something happens. Something always happens. Life just happens. So when you find those things that you want to devote yourself to while getting a clear understanding of all the periphery, all the other things that are going on in life, when you find those things you really want to commit to, it's an absolute requirement that you direct your influences towards those goals, those aspirations. So if you, I'll just take my case. If I want to really develop spiritually and learn what I can about the nature of myself and the world, and what, and learn about whatever that really means, the truth is I can't be watching fucking Jersey Shore, and I can't be watching porn and all these other things that are just such distractions. And I don't do either of those, at least not right now, and whatnot. But the case is that I can't do things that are pulling me away from where I want to go. I'm just going to be stuck. And I think the past couple weeks, I haven't been on top of directing my influences. And I'm aware that that is such a crucial part. Perhaps, I don't want to say the most, but perhaps top three or something, important things to do in this life is direct your influences. Make sure they're not discouraging. Make sure they're not realistic. Make sure they're not holding you back and just keeping you in the mundane. That's at least what I see. And it sucks when that happens. You know, this isn't a linear path. It's a stepwise path. Sometimes you even go down. But the general trajectory, the goal, is to move forward and up. So there's going to be times where we aren't on top of things and shit's just going to fall out. But the faster I've been able to recognize that, the faster I can get back on track. And that's the case for all of us. So directing our influences, getting a clear view of everything we're taking in. Like, a lot of people stop, hopefully they start, but a lot of people stop with diet, thinking that's it. Oh, I'm going to be healthy. Clean up my diet. It's like, what about all the other bullshit we're consuming? Through the air, through the water, through our eyes, through our ears, everything we touch. I mean, all this, like, we consume much more than food. You know, we're watching bullshit TV. We're watching things that are just kind of mediocre. We're listening to perhaps music or people who don't have your highest or your best interests at heart, or the best interest of the planet and everyone at heart. And I'm not saying any of those people are bad or any of the things, the activities are bad, but they aren't serving this goal. And I'm assuming you have this goal of living the absolute best life you can. Because that's my goal. And it's very daunting. And it honestly scares the shit out of me But I see also that though it's hard and it's scary in the short term, it's easy in the long run. And the quote unquote easy way out, the mediocrity, the slacking off, the indifference, that's easy in the short run, but hard as fuck in the long run. And it so is. I mean, imagine if 10 years ago you were acting in alignment. 10 years ago you cleaned up your diet. 10 years ago you took care of your body, or you fixed up your relationships, or you started figuring out what your life, quote unquote, purpose was. Like, what was your mission in life? What if 10 years ago you decided that you wanted to live the most fulfilling life above all else? You know, what if 10 years ago we really buckled down? Imagine where you'd be right now. You'd be looking back, looking back on yourself, and you'd be like, shit, that was hard at the time, but I'm so fucking glad I did it, because things are paying off now, and they're, in many ways, they're easier. Like, it's not such an emotional roller coaster, or it's not such a dysfunctional existence. And so we have to have that wisdom. I hate talking to you like I'm preaching to you, because that's not my goal. My goal is to talk to you eye to eye. We're all in this, trying to figure this out. So for myself, I need to see that and have the wisdom to go through some of the struggle now for the long run payoffs. And that's delayed gratification in many ways. And that's also, it's a sacrifice for yourself. And connecting this back to perhaps where we started, a sacrifice for yourself. I mean, is there anything? There are a few things more loving than that. And self-love and self-acceptance is such, it's such a lacking component in this culture. And yet it's the most important thing for living well. It's like, and in myself, it's a mix. Like, if I could clone myself, I would surely be my own best friend, and I wish I could. But, and I mean that in the least conceited way possible, but there are parts of myself I'm so anxious about, and I really loathe and depreciate for the sake of others. And that's so upsetting. So much of our suffering comes from that. The vast majority comes from the fact that we are scared to show who we really are and are afraid to accept what it is we assume to be. And that's why this spiritual path, this path of personal development and growth, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's all the same. It's a path of realizing who you are and the fact that you're okay. And it's the path of waking up and growing up. I think Ken Wilber coined that phrase. But waking up and growing up. And I guess to clarify that, waking up, meaning in the spiritual sense, realizing the true authentic nature of the self and reality, and then growing up is living this existence, this finite existence, fully and positively, and leaving an impact and learning and growing and all this stuff. And so two wings on the bird heading for fulfillment. So, perhaps I went on some few tangents in there, but if you thought it was valuable, let me know. If you feel like it's valuable, share it. If you feel like it's valuable, listen to it again. Do what the hell you want. There's nothing in life you should be doing else. Or there's nothing else you should be doing. So, until next time, set intentions to accept and love yourself. Set intentions to live fully and direct your influences. Set intentions to be in alignment and take those risks that are so, they just loom over you. And so take those risks, because the fall or the failure isn't as, it's not as bad as it seems. All right. Have a good week.